It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn with the University of Auckland on 95 BFM.
Yes, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to Waipapa Taumatarau. Today we're joined by Dr. Eileen Joy, who is a teacher of social work at the Faculty of Arts and Education. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into this kōrero. We're going to be sort of talking a little bit about your mahi and your expertise through the lens of what's happening with this government at the moment, particularly some of the recent calls about, potentially replacing a whole bunch of public sector work with AI. Mm. This is something that you've been involved with for a long time, public sector work, particularly in social work and working with rangatahi and tamariki. What are some of the immediate alarm bells that are ringing for you with this call? Because I know that there's a lot of people concerned about it, but you know, through the lens of social work, there's a few things we potentially haven't thought about yet.
Yeah, I mean, for a start, we're looking at about 8,700 people who are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the idea is that we're replacing them with AI, with digitisation of services, and that's certainly what Nicola Willis and what Paul Goldsmith have been saying. That represents some pretty serious concerns. New Zealand has little in the way of safeguards with regard to AI and its use in regulation. We're unlike many of the other nations who have already looked at this and have already put regulation in place. For example, in Australia, they have a chief AI officer in every one of their government departments, and in the agencies in New South Wales, they have to complete risk assessments for every piece of new AI tech that they roll out. So we don't have that here. The government released a few documents that says that basically adherence to these kind of guidelines is pretty much voluntary.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of insane, the fact that we can make big sweeping calls about thousands of jobs without really having, like you say, the safeguards and the critical sort of lens on AI. Why do you think that is, that we're lacking such a, you know, such infrastructure around that critical thinking?
I think there's a fear that we will get left behind. Certainly in the documents that the government has put out already, there's this real urgency that we are not capitalising, and using that word very deliberately there, on the efficiency and productivity goals that AI supposedly generates. Mm. And so, you know, in their report, they talked about how we were one of the last countries to put any kind of regulations, even these laissez-faire regulations, in place. And so there's this idea that if we're the last, then we're not going to be able to cash in on this AI kind of productivity boom. And so this urgency creates this tendency to kind of, I guess, in the Silicon Valley speak, kind of go fast and break things and kind of do things later to fix it. And so that's what we see from Paul Goldsmith, who was interviewed yesterday and was talking about the fact that, you know, let's just do this and worry about regulation later. So, you know, let's just do this and worry about the human cost later. And that's not what we elect our governments to do. We elect them to look after people, and that's what they should be doing.
Is that an attitude, though, that specific to technology, or is that more a symptom of this government?
I think it's both that are wedded together there.
Yeah.
So it is a symptom of technology. Certainly the tech bros would have us, you know, go fast and adopt this without much critical thinking. It is certainly a symptom of this government. They're doing what I would call a blitzkrieg of all kinds of changes of policy, which mean that people who, you know, want to have us pause and really think about it, we're getting hit from all sides, so it's hard to know where to focus our energy because we're all pretty exhausted.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, for sure. And it's not the first time we've seen cuts to the public sector under this government, so, you know, everyone's already running on empty a little bit. Let's talk about what it might actually look like if we were to integrate more technology and AI into the realm of social work and working with tamariki.
Yeah, so in the mid-2010s, there was some research done and some work looking at risk profiles for children. So an algorithm was developed to generate a risk score for every tamariki born in Aotearoa. And what that meant was that, you know, I guess really roughly speaking, let's say from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest risk. So every tamariki born would have this risk score. And then if it was over a certain level, then oranga tamariki would essentially pay a visit and say, hey, you've got a high risk score. We're coming to check things out. A little bit like Minority Report.